As the Buffalo Springfield song says, paranoia strikes deep. There's a lot of paranoia in the world today. Conspiracy porn blankets the internet, some from the left and more often from the right. And it's been with us for a long time. Back in the era just past World War II, the country was panicking over traitors in our midst, organized and propelled by ambitious politicians like Joe McCarthy and Richard Nixon. And it was nowhere more apparent than in Hollywood in the early 1950s, which is turned on its head in the 1991 comedy Red Scare on Sunset by Charles Bush, now at New Conservatory Theater in San Francisco through October 21st. Mary Dale is an apolitical Hollywood star, married to the hunky Frank Taggart and best friends with radio star Pat Pilford. But all is not right in her perfect world. Something is going on behind her back, and it's not good. Playwright Charles Bush.
I didn't think that the usual scenario of a poor leftist artist who's hounded out their career was really the stuff of comedy, but I thought it could be interesting to flip it around and do it as this extreme right-wing nightmare. So my character that I played, Mary Dale, is this rather all-American, somewhat innocent movie actress who discovers to her horror that her husband, her movie director, her best friend, and her houseboy are all in this communist plot to destroy the Hollywood star system.
Coming out of a theatrical tradition perfected by the legendary Charles Ludlam, Charles Bush creates comedies that, on the surface, are farces, but which also delve into the nature of gender roles and, more importantly, societal mores. His contribution is the use of drag to both exaggerate and illuminate Hollywood styles and tropes.
When I play these roles, I've written for myself these female characters. It's important that they not only, you know, be comic and accurate to Hollywood acting styles, but also have genuine sensitivity. And, you know, you can be campy and still have moments of tenderness, moments of suspense, all sorts of things.
Conrad Frank, in the role of Mary, fits perfectly into Bush's shoes. Each mannerism, each comment drips with irony. Performing as a cross between Lucille Ball and Eve Arden, with a touch of Joan Crawford, he dominates the stage whenever he's present. Luckily for this production, comic performers like Nancy French and particularly David Bisha are around to ensure things move smoothly in the play's other scenes.
You have to have a real sense of irony to get the play, which not everybody does. And there were people at the time when we did it in 1991 who thought I was somehow championing blacklisting. I mean, it was really rather silly when you think about it, but you have to be able to flip things around.
Red Scare on Sunset reminds us that it's happened before and that it's important not to be discouraged and that laughter can carry us away from despair. Red Scare on Sunset by Charles Bush, directed by Alan Sawyer, plays at New Conservatory Theater in San Francisco through October 21st. For more information, you can go to nctcsf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.